Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we are with our Alan Schar Talk. Alan, 2 weeks to go before February 5th, the start of the on-air fund drive. We are fast approaching $1 million.
That's right. We're very close to that now. We'll be there this afternoon. Now, $1 million we're going to need to make the $2 million. We'll pay off the tower. We are so proud of that tower and so proud of all our friends in Massachusetts, the Massachusetts state government, our friends at Channel 10 who gave us this opportunity to do it, and for all the people, especially from Berkshire County, who have been so supportive of WAMC, and we love you for that. We have a wonderful staff that staffs the Berkshires like nobody else does, and we are looking forward to ending this thing, but we only have 2 weeks to do it. The lockbox is open. It's with everybody's help that we will make this, and as you can hear in my voice, I'm somewhat worried. It's always been that people turn out when they have to. We have to make $500,000 between now and the start of that fund drive, and I need everybody to get there because it won't happen by itself. Is there anything like WAMC? The answer is no. You should have seen that group who showed up on Friday. I've never seen such enthusiasm in my life. They came from Massachusetts. They came from the Berkshires. They came from all the way over towards the West and the South. It's great when you can get together, and there's always somebody who wants to put an end to that. That's clear.
Don't let us shut down. WAMC.org.
No.
Let's go there, Alan. A shutdown of the government right to the weekend. It looks like there's some growing optimism the Senate will be able to muster the votes to advance a 3-week funding measure. But this is no joke.
No, David, and nobody can trust Donald Trump. Chuck Schumer said something over the weekend that really struck me. He said, negotiating like Trump is like negotiating with Jell-O. I like that because, you know, it's so shifting. It's always different. The rug gets pulled out from under you. We know that that is characteristic of the way that the president deals. Now, look, this isn't good for either political party. It's not good for the Democrats. Some of their numbers have been falling in terms of the generic sense of whether it's better to have a Democratic Congress or Republican. They're still ahead. There's no question. And the passion level on the part of the Democrats is so much greater than the Republicans. As for the Republicans, they have a great deal to worry about. First of all, the economy, the futures and things might have some real danger. If that goes down, Trump has to worry, that's for sure. The Republicans have to worry. It's theirs. They own it. They have the presidency. They have both houses of Congress. Frankly, they have the Supreme Court. And so by the time that all of this is done, if you own it and you break it, it's on you. And that is what the Republicans have to worry about. And in the end, that's what's going to happen here. They are going to have to blink. They're already blinking on things they say, like the DACA folks and everything else. So I think the Republicans have to blink because they do own it.
Well, it seemed like we just blinked and the day is here. Longtime confident aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo, Joe Prococo, goes on trial with others accused of misusing and profiting from their state posts today. The governor himself not implicated in any wrongdoing, but his administration, of course, will be exposed to how it operates.
Well, yes, David. You know, in terms of a specific charge against the governor, when Preet Bharara made his announcement of all of these indictments, the governor was not included, and he made that clear. On the other hand, it's the governor's administration, as you just point out. This is his closest friend, his, quote, third brother, who his father loved the most. Where did we hear that in the stirring speech that the governor gave to honor his father at his funeral? So if you are the governor and your closest friends, your so-called brother and his friend Todd Howe, the lobbyist at the time, are implicated, all of whom have worked in the governor's office and the rest of it, it's going to be not good for the governor. We know that. And we now have federal prosecutors who in this case are not Democrats, they're Republicans. And so this could be a very tough time for the governor. A lot of people have been waiting to see what's going to happen here. As for the governor, he's been tacking left, doing his best to keep a smart face on all of this, but it's going to be tough for him since this guy Todd Howe is a cooperating witness for the prosecution.
Well, you can't hear about the government when it shuts down. You can't hear about politicians when they go on trial for alleged pay-to-play behavior. None of that happens without supporting WAMC, and you can do it now in the lockbox at WAMC.org.
I need everybody to get to a phone, 1-800-323-9262. Make it after 9 o'clock, or right now, go to WAMC.org. We're going to get where we need to go.